This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. Five times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And the drive returns from their commercial break. There you go, head on a swivel, boys.
There it is, drive is live. I had
Deb's a big winner. Deb is the big winner.
Deb was a big winner.
$50 Twin Peaks gift card.
There you go. Get you a Twin Peaks gift card. You got several chances to win things. You got another $50 Twin Peaks gift card, as well as $25 Visa gift cards.
Was it me or was he yelling at us?
Who? Tyler?
Tyler.
I think Tyler was just excited. I believe. That's how I'm taking
it. Yeah, that's it.
I feel like you yelled at us, Tyler.
No.
I mean, your headsets weren't excited. On and we were back from a commercial, so.
Oh, I forget you could see us.
He could. Mine.
Congratulating Deb, man. She was winning.
Yeah, Deb was winning. At least my
winning's fun.
My headset was not in my hand. it was confiscated from me, but no, we are having a good time. We're back. You can have a chance if you are not in the building yet, and if you're coming in as you need to be, or if you are in the building, you can sign up and put it in our raffle little barrel there. We got the real deal in here, and you could be a winner like Deb, who just took home a prize. We've got three other things we're hooking somebody else up with over the next couple of hours, so come on and have a good time and hang out with this McNee, baby. McNeese up here, 40-16, man. Come on, man. We got to be feeling good. And then Tyler, Clint, he has Gonzaga and Georgia. And Gonzaga's up 11-0 in this game to start. I mean, this is we got a shot here. See, this is why I can't do this. Because all of this can be completely thrown to hell with just Missouri coming out and being stupid.
Yeah, when he says do this, he's talking about making these bets, making these parlay bets that we got going on.
No, sorry, man. There's nothing to do this thing here, man. That
gets a little excited.
I get a little excited, man. I want to do it for the people, man. That was fun last year.
I mean, we got a good little start here. Settle down. You're not going to fight. You better settle down. Hell, you're going to have a heart attack. You ain't going to find out your final bet until midnight.
Yeah, no, yeah. You got Michigan late.
Late game.
That's all right. But come on out, have a good time, and enjoy yourself here as the tournament, my favorite day on the sports calendar, has started. Here, get you a beer, get you whatever, and come on and hang out. You said this earlier. You're talking about the number two receiver, Clint.
Yeah.
And right now, the most accomplished outside of Nico Collins is Christian Kirk. And I wonder, from the people here, those of you on YouTube and Twitch, you can jump in on this as well. Those of you on the Texas Hammer, the Jim Adler Texas Hammer text line, you can join in on this 2713-572-4610. Are you comfortable with Christian Kirk right now as a number two receiver? Right. I'm not saying that the Texans are done adding receivers, because I don't believe that Justin Watson and Isaiah Xavier Hutchinson and John Metchie should be it. But say they even add another one, and maybe this person is more of a third. Are you comfortable with Christian Kirk as a number two receiver?
I am not. No. I think if you look at Christian Kirk right now, even if you get a healthy Christian Kirk, I'm not talking about who you like the most. I'm just talking about if you'd have put Christian Kirk on his football team last year, he would have been the fourth best receiver. And I'm just talking about as a guy
you think
that
so?
I think Tank Dell is a better route runner. I think Tank Dell is a better separator. I think Tank Dell is a better tracker of the football and making big time plays. Obviously, Nico and Diggs would be viewed above him. And so, yeah.
I don't think Diggs is right now. But anyway, go ahead.
Well, yeah, I mean, I'll say going into last year, I would not have shaped my mouth to say that Christian Kirk is better than Diggs. So now with the injury, another year off, we've seen some football. Maybe Christian Kirk can play same level of ball that Diggs can right now. But he would have been, in my opinion, would have been the fourth best receiver in terms of creating separation and making plays. He would have been the fourth best receiver on his team last year. And right now, and the less versatile guy on the fourth most versatile guy on the team. So, I think it's a big dip from one year to the next. And I think here's where, for me, it's tough to have with the Texans this year. It's going to be tough until I see what they're going to do offensively. It's going to be tough for me to have the 1-2-3 guy conversation. We had this. We talked about this last week with B. Scott, like. I'm not looking for a guy that you and I would sit here and say, well, this guy's better than Christian Kirk, as much as I'm looking for another outside receiver that's a great route runner, you know, or an outside receiver that's a take the top off the cover speed guy. Because I think this is going to be more about, like, specific styled receivers playing in specific places this year instead of just three or four guys that can do it all. Right, so I'm looking for more of a specific receiver than I am necessarily a guy that's better than Christian Kirk, but I think he would be more important than Christian Kirk. Yes,
yeah, I think there is. I'm with you. I think they need somebody that can stretch the defense more. But for me, my thing is because I see someone text in and said, "Hell no, they don't believe that he would be a better that he they're comfortable him as a two." To me. If he is healthy, which has been a thing that has ended his season, he has had, I believe, a groin in his season and then a collarbone last year in his season. If he's healthy and he can go, like, I feel confident that when you say, all right, number two receiver, a guy that can be productive off of Nico, a guy that when they try to take away Nico – can still have an answer, give an answer, and be somebody that can be there for CJ. I feel comfortable with that because when he has been healthy in Jacksonville and even in Arizona before that, when he has been healthy, I mean, this has been a guy that's been between a 900-yard to 1,100-yard level receiver. And to me, that is a – And he's not played with quarterbacks as good as CJ. All right. Now, again, the wild card is the coordinator and the play caller and everything else. But to me, if he's healthy, right, this is a guy's not 30. If he's healthy, I feel good about his production out of the slot. Now, I think it's a big deal is I think in some people's thoughts, it's hard for you to maybe be a two primarily playing in the slot. I think that may be – something that may be something you're looking at is like it's hard. If I can't move you, if you just got to sit right there in one spot, that's hard to say you're a two. But for me, it's more of a health thing. I would be surprised, Clint, if he was healthy and he played 17 games this year and he wouldn't fit what they need.
I think he fits what they need. I think he will be a productive player. I think when teams. Particularly when you play better defenses, particularly when games mean more late in the season, I think teams are going to do everything they can to take Nico Collins out of the game. I'm not comfortable with Christian Kirk being the guy that's going to rescue us from that by himself. Right now, you got Christian Kirk, John Mechie, and Dalton Schultz. That ain't going to scare many.
Well, yeah. It can't be. Yeah, like again, we agree. Like they've got to add somebody else. But like right now. For an example, right now, if they Like if they brought, let's say they brought in Amari Cooper. The Amari Cooper that is playing, the Amari Cooper that has played lately is not better than Christian Kirk. Like the guy we saw last year that played, like the guy.
Well, really didn't even play in Buffalo.
You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying, based off, I'm not talking about the guy who put 270 on the Texans, but the guy last year that was having a lot of, like Shakir was the slot guy for them. He was more of the two. Like that guy, it's not a definite that he would be better, but you would feel better with Nico, Kirk in the slot, and him.
No question.
Or if they drafted, say if they drafted Matthew Golden, who may be climbing ahead of where they are, but they were to draft him, he wouldn't come in and be the number two, but those two together, you would feel better about it. Yeah, hell no. I'm not going to sit here and say, all right, man, they got Nico, and then on the other side of Christian Kirk and the inside is Xavier Hutchinson, and let's rock and roll. No, I don't agree with that.
Yeah, look, it's just you got to have somebody out there to compliment, and more importantly than the 1-2-3 conversation, you got to have somebody out there to compliment. I mean, Amari Cooper, look, I wouldn't touch Amari Cooper with a 10-foot pole if I'm not getting a healthy Amari Cooper.
Yeah,
I mean, I don't know what the hell was going on last year in Buffalo, but if I don't get a guy that I feel like can go out there and run the route tree with the best of them, then I'm not touching him. I mean,
Mac Hollins was clearly better.
Well, I mean, he wasn't even on the field half the time.
No,
I mean, Amari went on the field down the stretch.
He caught,
literally went on the field.
I think he caught one screen pass for 5 yards at the end of the game in the AFC Championship game. Like, yeah, they weren't using him. But, like someone said, draft Luther Burden III. Like, okay.
You use a first-round draft pick? Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that would fill the void for damn sure.
But I
don't know that you need to do that. Like, I think it would be nice. I'm here for it. But, like, the guys I'm talking about, I'm talking about a DJ Chark, right? An outside receiver that's a little bit longer, that can absolutely roll. Like, that is the bottom. That's the floor for what you need to do. Yeah, hell, you go out and get you a first or second round receiver that's a top five to seven receiver coming out this year. Hell, yeah, that's exactly. Yeah, that's, I mean, that's above. I mean, that's well above what I'm talking about.
And that's just my thought is both of those, by the way, Gonzaga's up 23-3, Tyler. We're playing football out here with
that's what I got on in my studio. I'm loving it.
Good God Almighty. But even those guys, like a DJ Chark or Luther Burden, coming in day one, you would not expect that they would be more productive than Christian Kirk. From what Christian Kirk is, maybe by the season, you know, you draft Luther Burden and he starts to impact the team the way that Xavier Worthy did towards the end of the year, and maybe, but you wouldn't come in day one thinking, all right, Luther Burden is our number two receiver, like over Christian, like he's going to be the guy that CJ will depend on to go to if they try to take away Nico. I think he'll probably be looking at Christian Kirk would be the guy you would think would be more productive. All right, what you got coming up at the four?
Well, we got the Masters is right around the corner. We're going to change gears here. The Masters is right around the corner. This right up Tyler's alley for sure. Last year's winner, Scottie Scheffler, which, by the way, I started watching that
full swing.
Yeah, it's got me locked in. It's got me locked in. My wife had to tell me the last two nights, like, hey, if you think you're going to watch another episode, you're crazy in here. You have to go to the living room.
I love that amateur kid.
Yeah. It's a good watch, no doubt about it. But the Masters is right around the corner, and in the spirit of the Masters, Tyler had a great idea, and I went ahead and stole it. The Champions Dinner is where last year's winner gets to pick the menu.